Progressive presents today's to-do list for your cat.
Take a nap. Meow till I get food, walk away from food, move to couch, see human, give cold shoulder. Take a nap. Meow till I get
your
food.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Move to couch. Aggressively clean myself. Take a nap. Meow till I get food.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Stock market reopened today after being closed yesterday, and the Dow's up nearly 500 points. S&P is up 80. I'm Bob Clark. It's time for today's stock update, sponsored by Cetera Advisors Network. And joining us from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, before the opening bell this morning, last week the Dow dipped below the 30,000 point mark. Big news last week was the Fed raising interest rates, biggest hike in basically 30 years. So do you think this will pump the brakes and slow the economy, or will it cause a real crash?
Well, we'll see what happens, Bob. Today, you see the market's up. Commodities are back up. Oil's back up to $10, $110. We should say $10, $110 a barrel. Again, it's not official. Either we're in a recession or we're headed towards one. 63% of the CEOs of corporations agree. But, Bob, Wall Street is still happy with the Fed.
Okay, now, why would Wall Street be happy with the Fed? I mean, the consumer is unhappy. 83% of the public think the economy is going in the wrong direction. There's an election coming up in November, the midterms. Why would they be so gleeful about everything that's going on with the economy right now?
Well, Bob, the modern monetary theorists are in charge of the Fed and Washington and also Wall Street, and they know what's best for the American public, and you know what that is, right?
Well, the Fed feels higher rates are what they need to deal with right now to slow the economy and to put inflation into a check, or I guess what, the right medicine for our irrational exuberance?
Yeah, Bob, we're all irrational and exuberant today, right? Again, the bond vigilantes are in charge of Wall Street and the Fed. You know, airplane delays, doesn't matter to them. Again, too many people traveling, spending money is causing inflation, so it's really the consumer's fault. The solution is to slaughter the consumer demand. But the Fed is going to fix this irrational exuberance, according to former Fed Chair Ben Bernanke and current Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. There seems to be groupthink at the Fed. Heck, even the dissenter, Esther George, at the Kansas City Fed, said they shouldn't have raised interest rates no more than 0.5% instead of 0.75%. Her fear is draining liquidity from the system is akin to a monetary drug addict going cold turkey. And Bobby, you know, it's not going to be a pretty scene.
Well, I obviously she wasn't too convincing for her fellow Fed members, right? And we all know that the Fed was late to the game here. They overprinted, Washington overspent, and now we're paying the piper. So what is so bad about that? I mean, we've done it many times.
Well, here's how we got us here, right? We're all concerned about that. During COVID, we got the public hooked on free money, and now we're trying to take it away. Talk about a soft landing in 1991. You know, Bob, I remember that landing, and it wasn't so soft, Mr. Powell. Again, Washington modern monetary theorists believe they can fine-tune this economy, but again, they're finding out it's not as simply as just raising interest rates. Again, Bob, you remember the unintended consequences. For instance, the tech crash in 2000. Or in 2008, the real estate crash, the Lehman Brothers fiasco, and don't forget the Ponzi king of them all, Bernie Madoff, and now he looks like a small-time crook compared to what's happening with the cryptocurrencies today. More than $1 trillion lost by investors. And, Bob, we all know how this story ends, you know.
Badly, right? Because there's whatever bubbles out there is bound to pop at some point. So how do listeners keep an even keel when they see so much turmoil and volatility?
Yes, try to keep an even keel. We have on our website, My Financial Sense, I have an article about keeping an even keel. Just go to the resource tab. Again, we take the Austrian approach. We don't believe in tinkering with interest rates and tinkering with the economy. I mean, again, how do we know how much to raise interest rates right by? Again, stay diversified, not diversified. See the interest rate cycle as a buying opportunity. See these companies that benefit from higher interest rates and policy mistakes from Washington. Now we see them doubling down on the mistakes because Washington elite hate to be wrong, Bob, and no matter which party they belong to. Avoid the financial hurricane that the money center banksters like Jamie Dimon are pronouncing that their clients should avoid. Again, they would just rather swoop down and buy commodities on the cheap like today. Again, we see the necessity of life. Food, energy, shelter, infrastructure, companies that transport and distribute these necessities of life continue to rise. Wall Street is the henchman, and the Federal Reserve, Bob, they just want to slaughter the economy.
All right. How can our listeners reach you and your team? And I know you're going to be on with Brandon this afternoon, right?
Yeah, 2 o'clock at the closing bell. And I want all of us to remember that bull markets don't die of old age. They just get slaughtered by the Fed. Just go to our website again. You can reach us this morning at 505-828-4068. Also, United will be back in action at 7 o'clock tomorrow, so you might want to check that out. We're going to have Greek Night 2 at Differential Brewery. Bob, come and have a beer with us at 5:30. And lastly, I'll mention Security Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks. And Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investors Tax Corporation. Brandon, we'll see you at 2 o'clock.
All right, Pavlos, we'll talk to you next week. Let's get an update on traffic and weather together every 10 minutes here on 96.3 News Radio KKOB.
There are about a million podcasts about money, but Bad With Money with Gabby Dunn is the one where finances meet social justice.
Investing in dating with Bella Gandhi.
Do you believe that people should pay for dating apps?
To me, invest in the dating process. There's nothing more important than finding the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. There's a stigma. Everything should be free. You're going to go to Whole Foods, meet eyes over mangoes, and all the dominoes fall in perfect order. That's just a load of garbage.
Bad With Money. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.